There's still time to save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Create stunning patios and strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, get pre-estimates fast with our easy-to-use design and buy program in-store or on Menards.com. Don't miss out. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money at Menards. Seal out drafts, dust, and moisture with MD brand weather stripping from Menards. A well-sealed home is more comfortable and energy efficient. We have the largest selection of in-stock weather stripping with over 100 products available to take home and start lowering your energy bills today. Save big money on weather stripping right now at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Today's date, January 13th, episode 113. Let's get started right away with our tip-off topics. And Zion got back on the floor, and then Zion got his ass suspended. Zion Williamson, late last week, was late to a team plane, and according to Chris Haynes, got suspended for their game versus the Philadelphia 76ers. And I'm leading off with this because we look at the fact of Zion, a player that was so talked about coming out of Duke after his freshman year, and he just can't seem to get on the court. You know, we talk about the injuries that he's had and the lack of games that he's played in. Well, he finally gets back, and now it's coming up that this guy can't get to the plate on time. And according to Chris Haynes, this has not been an isolated incident with Zion. They've had multiple instances of Zion being habitually late. Here's my issue with Zion, and here's my issue with New Orleans, is at some point, maybe they're trying to hold this kid accountable. This team is going nowhere. They probably want to trade the guy, but him being late or him being hurt or him being out of shape is just not a good look for the kid. And it's not a good look for the New Orleans Pelicans. It's just something that just frustrates me as a coach because we know the phrase by Vince Lombardi, right? If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. If you're late, you've forgotten. If I were that team and I was the coach, I would have just said, you know what? I'm leaving your ass at home and you can wait. Well, you can get your own damn plane and fly it to Philadelphia, and then I'll still sit your ass. Zion's got to get himself together on the court, both physically, but mentally by being engaged and being on time. Let's move on to coach's favorite team, the New York Knicks. And you look at the New York Knicks, they have the third best odds to win the NBA championship. Everybody's, this is a great team. But I want to pull back on a little bit with the Knicks, folks, because I was thinking about this. If you look at their schedule, we'll pull it up right here. I want you to kind of look at a pattern, right? Beginning of the year, lose at Boston. They lost to Cleveland. They lost at Houston, right? And then you keep going. You lose at Dallas when Dallas was healthy. Dallas is a little bit different. And then you keep moving forward, right? They got blasted by Oklahoma City, right? They lost to Orlando. Lost to Oklahoma City twice, it should say. If you really dig deeper with the Knicks, they beat the teams they're supposed to beat, but they lose to the elites. You remember the Chicago Bulls team a couple of years ago with Lonzo and LaVine and DeRozan, and they were rolling everybody, but when they played anybody really good in the East or in the West, they got smoked? This is the Knicks issue. And it's going to be interesting with the amount of minutes that Tibbs plays as starters. He's got to find a way to get his bench going. You look at that, got Larry Shamet now, right? He had an injury in the preseason. Now he's back. They have to find a way to get him minutes. Precious Achiuwa has got to get minutes. You look at Deuce McBride. He was out. He's back. He's a big catalyst. Campaign played really well in that game versus Milwaukee yesterday. So you got to start looking at You got to look at the bench. The big question mark is Mitchell Robinson, who is not close to returning. I'm going to say maybe he starts running in February, beginning of February. So now you're up to the trade deadline. Leon Rose, I've talked to you folks about it, hasn't missed. But even as a Knicks fan, I can't tell you right now, unless they find a way to start beating these upper echelon teams, the Oklahoma City don't have them anymore. They got Boston three more times. They got Cleveland a couple of more times. They got Denver coming to New York soon. I need to see the Knicks beat those top-of-the-line teams before I can really look at you and say they are going to possibly win an NBA championship. They're close, but their play versus the top teams is what is concerning to me, and they have to get better. Speaking of getting better, and Denver, folks, I mean, I don't think he left us, but I got to say it. Let Russ cook. Russell Westbrook, who has now been Michael Malone, been inserted into the starting lineup, is flat out balling. And if you look at a couple of games over the last week, back-to-back games, Nets, Joker gives you, what, 38, 19, and 18, right? Then you go look at, the triple-double. I'm sorry. 30, 19, 18, 9. And then Westbrook gives you 21, 10, 7, or 33, 21. Like, what you're getting out of Russ is something that I want people to understand. When he's engaged and he's firing on all cylinders, Russell Westbrook is one of the most dominating forces of this generation of basketball. I know he's been around a lot of places. I know he wears out his welcome. I know that his jump shot is questionable. But you can't escape the impact that Russell Westbrook has had in Denver, just going to start a lineup, and what he's had over his career. I've been one that's knocked him at times, but I ain't knocking him around. Russell Westbrook is cooking, and we need to give Russ his damn respect. Let's move on to the college game where the injury bug has hit Johnny Broome again. Johnny Broome, according to Bruce Pearl, sustained a significant ankle injury in Auburn's win over the weekend. An unfortunate move for a team that is the number one team in the country, playing in by far the toughest league in college basketball. So when you look at the impact of Johnny Broome, someone that was, in my opinion, was the best player in college basketball, with not only the fact that the stats that he was putting up night in, night out, but what he was doing it against top competition, it all of a sudden makes Auburn very vulnerable. You saw that they barely escaped with that win over the weekend. So you have to look at that and look at that team and start to wonder, what's the long-range possibilities in regards to Johnny Broome and this program? If Johnny Broome is not healthy, then that is going to signal a real problem for Bruce Pearl and the Auburn Tigers. As a basketball fan, as a coach, let's hope that Johnny Broome gets healthy and gets back on the court soon. Speaking of players, Cooper Flagg, player. Did y'all see what my man did over the weekend versus Notre Dame? I mean, I'm talking a 40-piece, 42 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, an efficient 11 of 14 from the floor, 4 out of 6 from 3, 16 out of 17 from the foul line. It's amazing when we get these players, folks, at times, we want to crown them, right? We want to crown them as this, as that, the best this, the best that. And I've been telling people, Cooper Flagg's been the best thing to come out of Maine since Lobster and Poland Spring. Well, we may have to put Cooper Flagg above Lobster and Poland Spring for the way he's been playing. And to me, what I love about Cooper, and I want you to understand this, folks, is as good as those stats are, and we'll pull those stats back up again, what he did over the weekend, It is his defensive play. It is his tenacity and his ability to play the right way.
There's still time to save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Create stunning patios and strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast with our easy-to-use design and buy program in-store or on Menards.com. Don't miss out. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. As a coach that's got me dialed in, this guy's going to have a phenomenal career and enjoy him in college. Cameron Crazies, when you can. Coming up next, we'll head to our war tour and we'll stay in college basketball. We'll talk about the national championship odds now at the injury with Johnny Broome. We'll look at the national player of the year. We'll look at some conference odds in the Big East as we go to our award tour. After this commercial break, we'll be back with the award tour. Stay tuned.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 113. And it's time for our award tour where Coach Young gives you future plays. Today, we're going to stick with college basketball and lead off with the news we just talked about last segment of Johnny Broome's significant ankle injury on the national championship odds because there's been a major shift. And the major shift is the Duke Blue Devils are now the favorites to win the college championship at 5-1, followed by Auburn at 6-1, Iowa State at 9-1, 15-1 for Houston, Tennessee, Florida, Alabama, Kentucky, and Gonzaga come in at 20-1, and UConn comes in at 25-1. So there's intriguing ways to look at this, right? Number one, do we look at UConn to win a third straight national championship? They're 25-1 odds, significant value, but you look at the way they played in Maui, we got to wipe them off the board, right? Will Gonzaga be tested well enough at 20-1? We don't know. Kentucky, intriguing. Mark Pope's done a fantastic job with that program, and they're going to be battle-tested. You go to the top of the board, Duke is phenomenal. We just talked about Cooper Flagg and his play. Do know, folks, that he is right now the runaway choice to win a national player of the year since a Johnny Broome injury. He's at minus 350. So if you haven't bet Cooper Flagg before, don't do it now. So when you start looking at teams, and obviously with Johnny Broome injury, now you get into that Iowa State, Houston, Tennessee, Florida, Alabama group. First, I'm going to start with my producer, Matty George, who does a great job with this podcast. He likes Florida at 15-1, and I can see why. You saw what they did to Tennessee over the weekend. And obviously when you have a guard playing, guards rule the universe with Walter Clayton Jr. They have a guard that can get it done. And that's why you look at Florida and say, that's a team that could win it. So shout out to Matty for his pick. For me, I'm sticking to 15-1. You guys know I love this team. I've come back to them. And that's Houston. Earlier on in the year, they were giving up way, way, way too many points. And as a coach, I was overly concerned with what I was seeing out of Kelvin Sampson's team on the defensive end of the floor. Now, fast forward to now, they're now back up the top 10 in the country at number 8. They have played well, and if you look at lately, they've given up, ready folks, in the last, I don't know, 7 or 8 games, just losing 73-70 to San Diego State. 51, 42, 49, 51, 47, 55, 56, 57. Yikes. And with their guard play of Sharp and Cryer, I look at Houston at 15-1 a national championship. Kelvin Sampson, arguably the greatest coach to not win a championship, maybe along with Mark Few. I think he cuts down the nets, and at 15-1, it is pretty good value. Let's go big picture national championship, and let's go small picture conference play. Stick to my backyard. The Big East. Right now, the Marquette Golden Eagles are a minus 105 favorite to win the Big East. St. John's a plus 220. UConn plus 420. Creighton 10-1. Villanova 34-1. Georgetown at 120-1. And then everybody else is everybody else. You know what I think about Villanova? They obviously had a close game over the weekend with St. John's. They just beat UConn at home. So we could, obviously, that's a lot of value if you want to look at Villanova. But we'll talk about Villanova in a second. Creighton, I think the loss of Pop Isaacs is going to hurt them. So now we get down to Marquette, St. John's, UConn. Folks, as a New York City kid, lives in Jersey, grew up in Jersey, there is nothing like the Garden when St. John's is good. And let me tell you something. Patino's got his guys. He's got his team. He's got his style. And Kadari Richmond is starting to play like Kadari Richmond, which is someone that kind of like a Russell Westbrook type that can dominate all different facets of the game. I'm not the biggest Patino fan, but I love him as a coach, and I love the way this team is playing. I know Marquette is playing well with Shaq at minus 105. I know what Dan Hurley brings at plus 420. I told you about Villanova, but I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you all right now. St. John's at plus 220. If they stay healthy, you get them in the Garden, and that place is humming, and you look at that conference odds to win the regular season, I like St. John's at plus 220 to win the Big East. Sticking in the Big East, I've told people before, this is 3-1. It's moved to plus 255. Folks, I think Villanova's going to make the NCAA tournament. They are playing markedly better basketball. And he may not be a great pro, but I'm telling you right now, folks, know the name Eric Dixon. This 6'8 lefty out of Maryland is an absolute bull. And he can do it in all different ways. And what they're starting to get is they're starting to get better play and more consistent play out of Wugar Poplar. They're 4-2 in the Big East. Right now they're sitting in fourth place. If they can find a way to be in that top five and not have any really bad losses, I think you can make a case for Villanova to make the NCAA tournament. And I will say this. When Eric Rodel now is the new AD, Kyle Neptune's going to have to make the NCAA tournament. They still got to go at Marquette. They still got to play St. John's. They still got to go to UConn. They still have Marquette at home. But I'm telling you, they have about six losses in the Big East. They can find a way to make the NCAA tournament. That's still good odds at plus 255. Lastly, for the Wooden Award, let's go to the women's side here. Juju Watkins plus 105. Hannah Hidalgo plus 130. Paige Becker's 3-1. And you don't have to worry about anybody else. Maddie George likes Paige Beckers, 3-1. She's hurt. We see what she gets back. For me, it's Hannah Hidalgo. She is right now, folks, even more to Cooper Flagg, the most exciting player to watch in all of college basketball. Coming up after the commercial break, we'll get into our scouting report. We'll look at a couple of games in the NBA, Thunder at the Sixers. And we'll also look at Cavaliers at the Pacers, along with a couple of college games and a little teaser with a buzzer beater as we come back with our scouting report after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, and it's time for our scouting report. We break down some key matchups in the NBA and college on Tuesday and Wednesday. And let's start in the NBA with a big matchup in the city of brotherly love, as SGA and the Oklahoma City Thunder head to play Tyrese Maxey and the Philadelphia 76ers. Remember, folks, Lions aren't out as of yet. They'll be lined out on Tuesday morning. Obviously, I'll have my scouting report when it comes time. So when you look at this, you look at the play of Philadelphia, a team that's really been up and down, folks. Let's be honest. They lost that 123-115 game last time out to New Orleans, a team that's really not very good, that obviously didn't have Zion Williamson that didn't have Brandon Ingram. And obviously know that no Joel Embiid in that matchup. So Joel Embiid is a game, could probably be a game time decision. Versus an Oklahoma City team that literally just drills teams. I mean, they just drill teams and they find a way to pull away when need be. Simply put, I love this, the Thunder minus the points here. I think this team is 15-4 away from home. I don't think going away from home is going to be a problem. They lost that game to Cleveland, and then they turned around and they destroyed the Knicks. And then they went yesterday, Sunday, and they put up 136 points versus the Wizards. Trust me, take the Thunder minus the points on the road, even if Joel Embiid is there and back. Next game, big matchup, is Cleveland at the Pacers. And a Pacers team, you know, that's kind of hanging around, playing a little bit better basketball as of late. The Pacers game is the TNT game on Tuesday night. So just to kind of give you guys a little context here, you know, the Pacers have won, I think it's at least five games in a row, if I'm not mistaken. Same thing with Cleveland. So we got two teams that are playing really good basketball. To me, this is about how this game is played and the pace it's played. I look at the bigs and kind of that matchup between Jared Allen and Evan, Miles Turner, I should say, and kind of see where it gets going. Last matchup, literally, folks, was last night, and the Pacers won 108-93. I'm sensing there's going to be payback. I think that Kenny Atkinson will be adjusted. That game was a 103-108-93 final. And let's be honest, it was a poor performance by some of the players on Cleveland shooting the ball. I do like Cleveland. It's probably going to be close to a money line. So probably if it's 2.5 or more, go ahead and take the Cleveland Cavs. Let's move to the college game where Mississippi State plays Auburn in a big matchup here. First game without Johnny Broom here. And you got to look at Mississippi State as being in play. We don't know what the lines are going to be for this matchup, but Mississippi State's had a really good year in a loaded SEC. They're 9-7 against the spread. Obviously, we see what happens here, but when you lose the caliber of a player like Johnny Broom, you got to start looking the other way. So look at Mississippi State plus the points. Last matchup, Kansas-Iowa State. Kansas has been such a flaky team. T.J. Osterberger's team has been fantastic, obviously, at Iowa State. Wednesday, my scouting report on this game. Folks, I just got a feeling that Kansas has got to turn around. You may want to look at Kansas here plus the points. Let's see what the spread is because Kansas has been wildly inconsistent, but I could see a way for Kansas to steal that game. Maybe not take a money line, but Kansas plus the points. Let's see what the lines are when they come out on Wednesday. Now, let's get to our buzzer beater because the interesting thing came up I saw over the weekend. That's Coach Mike Krzyzewski. Went on a podcast and he told that he thought that the ACC and the Big East should merge and make it a big basket, a super conference. And you had someone like Rick Pitino that agreed with it. Simply put, folks, this is an extremely smart play. Football is king. They're going to try and poach some of these schools to the SEC. So if I am the ACC and the Big East, you hold that true, gets Connecticut football. I know they're not good, but they're a lot better with Jim Mora. But then you get the natural rivalry of Syracuse, BC coming back to the Big East. Super conference. I'm all for it. This has been your Betting Above the Rim podcast for January 13th. For all things sports gambling, download the Sports Grid app. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. Next podcast will be filmed on Wednesday the 15th. We'll get into the best stories of college basketball and the NBA. For Matty George, this is Coach Young. Remember, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.